Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona. Welcome to my house where we've got a big hot pot of community Cajun coffee going. Some good Cajun boudin, some buttermilk biscuits. We got it all going on for breakfast right here in the studio at Rosie on the House. Here in studio with my number one son, Romeo, and co-host for 15 years, Miss Sweet Jennifer, my wife of 40 years.
Good morning.
Morning, darling. And my daughter and personal trainer, Katie Stumbo. Morning,
Good
Katie.
Morning.
Hey. So we've got lots to cover today in today's program. And what we thought we'd do, as those of you who are regular listeners know, we are fighting the impression that the APS rate is excessively and grossly more expensive than the old rate. What we're actually finding out is that for those of you who are listening to the show and are properly staggering your power consumption, that many of you actually have seen your power bill go down. But it still chaps my butt.
Oh, yeah? Just because of the way it was done, yeah.
Well, the way it was done chaps me. But I, you know, after 53 years of living in the Valley, you would think I'd be acclimated to the heat. But I still cannot sit down and eat supper when the house is still warm.
And I can't eat at 8:30.
And Jennifer can't eat at 8:30. So, of course, with the new rate structure, we can't start cooling the house off till after 8. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes for the house to get back down to a comfortable level to sit down and enjoy your meal. So we now, Rosie now is carrying what he calls the APS butt. it's about 5 extra pounds.
And I also saw an article, I think I passed it over to you, about how eating later is really unhealthy for you.
Yeah, we'll tell that to APS.
I think, yeah, maybe that be the way we get them to come back.
Maybe. They should be offering some kind of health insurance supplement with their utility bill.
Or maybe free meals or something. I don't know.
And as I got to visiting with a few people about this dilemma, they all shared pretty much the same thing. They've moved everything an hour later than they normally do. So I thought this would be a great opportunity. And Jennifer and I, quite frankly, are working more hours right now than we've ever worked in our married life. I mean,
together particularly.
We are spread so thin right now that between eating late and after 40 years of marriage, 39 and a half of those years were cook at home, unpre-prepared meals, cooking with raw food. And now we're probably eating out. Are we eating out 40 to 50% of our meals?
No, I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, darling.
Maybe you are.
Maybe you are, yeah. I still take my lunch.
Yeah. So between the eating out and on the run and not time to prepare and eating late, I thought, let's bring my daughter in, Katie Stumbo, and have her teach us, for the benefit of us and all of you.
And all the APS butts out there.
And all the APS 5-pound butts. 5-pound excess butts. What can we do to counteract these effects?
Okay. So you're looking at it all wrong. This is the best thing that's ever happened.
Blech.
Right? So with all of the popular diets out there, you're talking paleo, you're talking keto, you're talking whatever you want to talk about with the diets, one thing that gets massively lost is the raw vegetables.
Oh, I thought you were going to say common sense.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, a mitzvah still is not a good idea. That's never going to be a good idea. Okay? That's what's lost. We need to bring more raw vegetables back into our diets, okay?
What do you think, Romy? Can you have a meal of raw vegetables? Can you have a meal of raw vegetables? What does that look like?
Only if he grew them, I think.
What does that look like?
Rabbit food?
What is that? That's a plate of what?
For the raw vegetables?
Yes.
All right. Well, it doesn't have to be just raw vegetables. You can add proteins, meats, things like that. But what I'm saying is our dinners have turned into all cooked vegetables. Okay. You steam your carrots, you roast your broccoli, you make a stir fry. You know, so people are cooking all their vegetables and they're cooking all the fiber out of it. So this is actually, in my household, a couple of us have actually dropped a few pounds with this. Okay, because we're bringing a lot more. I'm finally allowed to cook the way I like to cook.
Oh.
Okay, so you're looking at these cookbooks with these healthy diets, and everything is cooked. All the vegetables are cooked. All the meat's cooked. The meat should be cooked. But everything's cooked, and we're not getting those raw vegetables anymore. There's some great ways to get some really good vegetables in there. You can do one thing I make that my whole family really loves is this raw beet, like pickled slaw. So it's raw beets, it's celery, it's
you're not going to win
carrots.
My heart. You're never going to win my heart with a beet.
All right, let's go another direction. How about Brussels sprouts?
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I can, can I at least warm them up, even if I'm not cooking them? Can I warm them up and bury them in cheese?
No. Can I slap you right now?
Look at Gary back there. He's dying.
If I can cover it with enough cheese,
can we slap him? Can we slap him?
Can we have some crawfish tails, too, while we're here?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it depends on how much butter they're soaked in.
Full disclosure, I love Brussels sprouts, unfortunately.
Right. So I'll be posting later today on my Facebook page my raw Brussels sprout slaw. So when you break it down, I put it through my food processor and slice it real thin. Okay, there's a lot of different things in there.
I don't think I've ever had Brussels sprouts like that.
No, we'll try it.
Yeah.
When you break it down like that, broccoli or Brussels sprouts or things like that, and you're not eating them whole and raw, you generally have less digestive problems. Those are the coniferous vegetables that people have a hard time digesting. But I find if you break them down with a food processor and just grind them up a little bit, you're still getting all the benefits of the raw vegetables without having the stomach discomfort.
What if you do like some of the fermenting kind of processes?
Fermenting is fantastic.
Yeah. And fermenting, then you're raw and you're fermented.
Absolutely. Pickling, a quick pickle with some rice wine vinegar on, like a cucumber and onion salad with a little pickling, real quick pickling on it, is a great way to go for dinner.
Okay.
He's looking like he might be buying into it.
Wait. Don't go that far.
Salads are a good option.
I'm listening. I'm not buying into anything yet.
I'll say this about Brussels sprouts. You will fill up very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can.
For 30 calories.
For 30 calories, you will fill up really quick.
And you're giving your body a ton of vitamins and micronutrients that it really needs. And you're loading up on fiber, which reduces blood pressure, cholesterol, helps maintain weight.
Okay.
Fiber's a good thing. And we're cooking it all out of our food at night. So we're loading up on food that's low in fiber in the evenings and probably higher in calories. We're probably having our highest calorie meals at dinner.
Yeah, like we
cook, shouldn't.
We cook our Brussels sprouts in bacon, right? So that's, then it's really good.
Well,
but then you take it all out. I didn't realize that
it's butter
cooking
and bacon.
Butter and bacon, yes.
And then you melt the cheese on the top of that.
Well, I think we need to get Katie's recipe.
I'm going
to
fire you.
It's delicious.
I'm firing you.
It's Keep him delicious.
Out of the kitchen. Keep him out of the kitchen.
I'm firing you.
Okay, so I am willing to try the
Brussels sprouts?
Coleslaw.
I will get that posted on my Facebook Go Conquer page today.
Okay.
For you.
And then I'll put that on my barbecue sandwich.
You're fired.
All right. We're here talking about what we can do to stagger our energy consumption. You're not wanting to come home and turn on the oven. You're not wanting to come home and start cooking. And a lot of you are waiting later and later, like me, to eat at 8:30. And boy, it has shown. And so I brought in my middle daughter, K, Katie Stumbo, who is a personal trainer with a degree I can't even pronounce.
Let's see if you can say it.
I can't. Kinesiology. Is that pretty close?
Pretty close.
Okay. From Grand Canyon University. Has her own studio up on 32nd Street.
And Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. And can make mincemeat out of any trail in Arizona. Runs across the Grand Canyon in just a little over 6 hours. So she knows of what she talks. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how we might be able to countermand this tendency now. Jennifer won't wait till 8:30. I have to wait till the house cools off. And so Katie's here trying to bring us together so we can start eating dinner together as to what that might be and how we might be able to enjoy it.
And y'all hot.
Never mind.
I missed that completely.
I did too.
That's okay.
I eat food. I enjoy it. That's we'll just leave it at that.
And then okay. You go to bed.
Yeah, right.
Or take care of all your animals.
Sure got quiet in here all of a sudden all with right. all this all food right. talk.
So with the dinner and the vegetables, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a big fan of the keto diet. That's not one of the ones I
What is it called?
It's called the keto diet. That's not
keto.
K-E-T-O.
Keto.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of it.
Not a big fan of it. It gets you super, super low on the carbohydrate count and really, really high on the fat count. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
That being said, it's not one of my favorite diets. If you look at that diet, they're going to have a lot of really good dinners. You don't need to load up on carbohydrates right before you go to bed.
Okay.
All of those can get kicked out too. Okay. So if you want that sweet potato, you make a sweet potato hash for breakfast. You don't have sweet potatoes for dinner. Your brain and your body don't need that energy right before you go to bed. Okay, so we can cut all that out in the evening to help maintain our weight. So we're going raw vegetables. We're cutting out the carby stuff.
All right.
Put it a different time of day.
Very good. Now we've got to talk about how can we carry that forward once we do turn the oven on at 8:15, 8:30. What can we do to pre-prepare meals for the lunches and the rest of the week? When we get back with Katie Stumbo here at Rosie on the House.